Hi, my name is Vashti, and I'm an able seaman in the South Australian Detachment of the Royal Australian Navy Band. My primary role is as a saxophonist, but I also play other woodwind instruments.
That sounds like an exciting career, Vashti. How did you get into the Navy?
Well, I was studying for a degree in jazz at the University of Adelaide way back in 2001. And I had a friend at uni who was in the band, and he suggested that I should audition because it was a good side job as a university student. So I did audition and got in, and I've been really glad that I did ever since.
Right. How long ago was that?
That was in 2001, so a long time ago.
So you've been in the Naval Reserve Band for 19 years?
That's correct, yeah. I had a few years off in the middle to have kids, but joined as soon as it was practical again, and yeah, I've been in a long time.
And during that period, have you ever been away on deployment?
I've never been deployed as such, but I have had the opportunity to travel interstate quite a lot to join up with the permanent bands to augment their ranks when they needed extra players for various ceremonies.
Well, we're going to come back to your naval career, but let's have a look at what it was in your childhood that set you on a course to become a musician. What happened?
Well, I came from a musical family. And my grandmother was a beautiful pianist who actually had quite a brilliant career, especially in the war years, in the Second World War, when all the men went off to war. She was one of the sweethearts of rhythm in Australia at the time. And she worked for a radio station as the accompanist. And so she was really a big influence in my life, I think. But all the kids in my family had to learn an instrument. And I just always loved the saxophone, so I started learning the saxophone when I was 10 and never really wanted to give it up.
I envy you. I have often wished that my family had forced us children to learn a musical instrument. It's too late now.
It's never too late.
Well, I must admit, I've tried the recorder, but the recorder is not a very popular instrument.
I think you have to choose something that you have a love for, and then it takes you on its wings. I started learning when I was a kid, and then I actually did a degree in architecture first and then decided that what I really wanted to do was play the saxophone. So I went back to uni and studied jazz. I did an honours degree in jazz at the Elder Conservatorium here in Adelaide. And during that time, I joined the Navy Reserve Band here.
Is there a very big jazz scene in Australia?
Yeah, there is actually. There's a healthy and thriving jazz scene in Australia.
Including Adelaide?
Yeah, including Adelaide. The university here has been sort of instrumental in producing good jazz musicians in Adelaide, yes.
Well, that's good to know. Tell us what a typical day would be like in the Navy, in the band.
Well, we had a gig last weekend, so I can tell you about that. We had a gig at the Supercar Rally out at Tailem Bend, and so we all meet at the band store and pack the truck and travel to wherever the gig is, and then when we arrive, we set up the band, and then we play for whatever we've been asked to perform for, and then we pack down and take it back to the band store. But I think the beauty of the band is that every gig is different, and so there's great variety in what we do. Yeah.
Does that include the size of the band, i.e. you're only required to do a certain gig and therefore you only need a certain number of members?
Yes, absolutely. We've got a group of about 20 plus musicians in the band, but we're quite flexible as to what we can present in terms of music, and so we often will send out a smaller group, a saxophone quartet or a clarinet quartet or jazz ensemble. When we are parading, though, we use most members on those gigs.
And do you have to know multiple instruments?
You don't have to, no. That's just sort of the role I've fallen into. But most people in the band would know how to play one or two instruments or sing, or because the more adaptable you are, obviously, the more scope we have for presenting music to an audience.
Mm. You mentioned before about travelling with the band. I know you go to rural areas in South Australia, but you also go interstate, don't you?
We have done, yes, and hopefully we will continue to do so. And we've had some, in fact, probably that's been the most fun that we've had as a band, travelling interstate to join up with other either reserve bands or the permanent bands. So there's a reserve band in Queensland Western Australia, South Australia and Tasmania. And in New South Wales and Victoria, there's permanent bands. And we've done some fantastic gigs away. Probably the most memorable was the International Fleet Review in 2013, where all the bands gathered in Sydney and there was a week-long celebration of all things naval. Navies from all around the world came, and it was to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the Royal Australian Navy in Australia.
And what sort of things did they do?
We just performed all around Sydney, and then on the final night they had this amazing display where all the ships went out onto the naval ships were on the harbour, and they had a fireworks display from the ships on the harbour. And we, our band at that time, played right underneath the harbour bridge to an audience that were on the grasslands there.
Right on the harbour, it's picturesque.
It was amazing, yeah.
I once went to Sydney on a business thing and I was in a hotel overlooking the harbour. I spent most of the night up at the window watching the harbour.
Yeah, it's like a postcard, isn't it?
Incredible. So to be playing underneath that bridge, fantastic.
Yeah, it was fabulous.
Yeah. You've also done Freedom of Entry parades. What is a Freedom of Entry parade and what do you do for it?
A Freedom of Entry to the city is a right which is granted upon a military unit by local government, and it authorises that unit to march through the streets of the city on a ceremonial occasion with swords drawn and drums beating. And the most memorable one I've probably done was in Alice Springs, which is not your typical Freedom of Entry port. But in 2004, we went up to join the permanent members of the band to do a Freedom of Entry. There's a ship, a naval ship called the HMAS Arunta, and it was named after the Arunta tribe of Central Australia. And so we did the Freedom of Entry in Alice Springs there, which was great because I grew up in Alice Springs, so I got to go home and visit my family there for the gig.
Well, how great that it's named after one of our Indigenous tribes.
Yeah. It was a really great experience because I don't think any of the people of Alice Springs were expecting to see the Navy there.
No, and how did they take it?
They loved it. Yeah, we paraded through the streets and there was a big crowd lined along the streets to welcome us.
Great. People do love to see a parade, don't they?
They do love a parade, yeah.
Can the general public buy CDs of Navy music?
They do have a CD available to buy, one that was made by a collaboration between the Sydney and Melbourne Permanent Band. I think it's called the Admiral's Own Big Band. It's a great CD. It's worth a listen.
We'll have to play some of it, won't we? Vashti, I must tell you that the theme song for Service Voices, we use the Royal Australian Navy Band, their tune, Navy Bugle Boy Blues. And people love it. We've had so many comments about it. What's that tune that you use all the time? That's our Navy.
Oh, that's good. That makes me proud.
Good. So has your interest in things Navy and bands encouraged your children to consider a career in the Navy or the Forces?
Actually, I think it probably has, seeing their mum and actually their dad used to be in the army as well. Yes, I've got two boys who are pretty keen on joining the army. I'm not sure about in the band, but they're being forced to learn an instrument at the moment too, so you never know.
Oh, well, talking about learning an instrument, how hard is it to learn the saxophone?
The saxophone, I think, is probably one of the easiest instruments to learn at the beginning. It's got a good ratio of improvement for effort, I think, at the beginning. I'm not sure about becoming really good at it. I think that's difficult on any instrument, or not difficult, but requires a bit of consistent hard work. But it's definitely a great instrument to play.
If you had your time over again, would you have chosen a different instrument to specialise in?
Oh, that's a good question. I always loved the double bass, but actually, no, I don't think I would have chosen a different instrument. I think it would still be the saxophone.
You're caught with the saxophone, aren't you?
It's stuck with
me, yeah. It's a glorious instrument.
Well, I've got quite a lot of saxophone idols, I think, but I really love an alto saxophone player called Kenny Garrett and some of the older guys, Cannonball Adderley and Sonny Stitt, I really love listening to. But there's some great players in Australia too. And, yeah, there's many coming through the ranks that are really great.
Do you and your husband sometimes go out to jazz sessions here in Adelaide?
No, unfortunately, my husband is a country and western fan.
Well, I can't blame him for that because I am too.
There's a little bit of country, I think, in every genre of music, isn't there?
You're perhaps right. Perhaps also a fair bit of rock in a lot of them too.
Yeah, definitely.
You like rock?
Yeah, I do. I do like a bit of rock and a bit of hip-hop I'm partial to.
So what's the main type of music or genre of music that the band play?
The band is really flexible. We have a rock band that is quite busy. We perform a lot with our rock band. We've got a big band that plays modern and sort of more old school big band music. And we've got a jazz ensemble. And then, like I said before, we have the smaller quartets that play their genre of music as well.
What's the most difficult piece of music you've had to play? It'd be something classical, wouldn't it?
I think something contemporary. I had to play a piece last year by an Australian composer that was very contemporary, and I needed to learn a whole lot of new ways to hoot and honk on the saxophone that I'd never tried to do before. Definitely the contemporary stuff, I think, is probably the most difficult at the moment.
Is that your term for the sounds that come out of a saxophone, hoot and honk?
Well, it was on this particular piece, yes. Hopefully not. That's not how it sounds.
I'm sure it wouldn't have been. Is there anything that you would like to do in the Navy that you haven't thus far done?
No, I don't think so. I've really enjoyed the trips away, and I would love to continue doing that. That would be really great. But it's a really excellent group of people in the Navy band, and it's always entertaining, and we have a good time. So I'm really happy going to work each time.
That's good. Has it provided you with a career that you wanted?
It's definitely provided me with a career that I didn't expect I was going to get. I didn't really know what I was getting into, and I've loved it much more than I thought I would have. And it's been really great as a musician, because as a freelance musician, you're never really sure where the next gig's coming from. So the Navy band has provided a stability to my career, knowing that I'd have a weekly paid rehearsal and gigs coming through the Navy band has been fantastic.
So being in the Naval Reserve, it means that you can work out there in civilian life. Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's everyone in the Navy Reserve band here has a different job. Some of us work as professional musicians outside of the Navy band as well, but lots of us have completely different job outside of the Navy band. We've got economists and scientists and all sorts in the band. And so I think for those people, it really just is a nice way to connect with the love for music that they had, obviously, growing up, and they can continue to feed that music love of theirs while working their civilian job as well.
It sounds like heaven to me.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity.
As a professional musician as well as a naval musician, how have you fared during the COVID-19 restrictions?
Well, it's been a very quiet year for a lot of musicians in Australia. And a lot of professional musicians will also teach music, and so that teaching of music for me has continued throughout the year. But we've just started to gig again in South Australia, at least. We've been so lucky here. And so the gigs are starting to come in again, and everyone's so grateful and pleased to be playing again.
Can we give some of your bands a bit of a push?
Well, we have been, I'm trying to think of what's coming up. Next week, Tom Berlinson is visiting South Australia, and I'm playing in his band at Her Majesty's Theatre, which I played for the gala opening of last week. And Her Maj is looking amazing. So
that's right. It's been refurbished.
It's been refurbished, yeah. So it's just reopened, and it's really beautiful. So if anyone is keen to see Tom Berlinson, next week he's in town.
Wow. Is that Tom Berlinson who played in The Man from Snowy River?
Yes, that's the one.
Goodness, and he's a musician.
Yeah, he's a great singer.
I didn't know that.
He's styled on Frank Sinatra.
Okay, that I could imagine. Mm-hmm. He's got a good voice.
He does have a good voice, yes.
So where to now for you? You've been in the Navy for 19 years. How much longer are you planning on staying in the Navy?
Well, I think I'll just stay until they kick me out.
Why not?
No, I think I've got a few more years left in me.
Yes, yeah. People go on to have very long careers in our military, don't they?
They certainly do, yeah. It's a good employer of Australian musicians, I've got to say.
Yeah. How does your family cope with your musician's life?
It's actually a really great career to have as a mother, I think, because it's flexible. Even being in the Navy band is really flexible, and that's one of the things I love about it. If you're not able to do a gig, you just don't put your name down for it. But, you know, I always try to do the gigs because it's a great excuse to leave the family at home and have a break. So it's been a really good career as a mother, being a musician, I think.
Oh, that's lovely. Now, if we've got listeners who are looking to perhaps consider a career doing what you're doing, how would you advise them to go about it?
I would advise them just to go to the website and look up the band section of the website and follow the links, or they can contact our Chief Petty Officer Simon Potter at Navy Headquarters and go from there. You'll need to pass an audition as the first thing you need to do to jump through the hoops. But it's definitely worth the effort if anyone's keen. And we're always looking for new players. At the moment, we are looking for a bass player, I think. And, yeah, I'd encourage anyone that was keen to investigate auditioning to get into the band.
We look forward to seeing you in that band one day, Vashti. Thank you very much for coming in today and talking with us about all things Navy Band.
Thank you so much for having me.